And it is time to check in with the folks at Lorain County Public Health. They join us once a month to give us some good information or the latest information that we need to stay healthy. And we've been focusing quite a long time on the COVID-19 pandemic. And Dave Koval, the health commissioner, joins us to talk. Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty well. Glad to be here.
We're glad you're here today. Now, who at this point is eligible for the vaccine? Where are we now as far as the parameters for that?
Well, the door is wide open now. So it's everyone over the age of 16 years old.
And so this is the, that's quite a lot of folks that are still getting doing. What's the status as far as in Lorain County, maybe an idea of how that vaccine distribution is going, maybe people, the percentage of people that are getting it? What do you know?
So a couple things. Between us and our partners, we vaccinated over 90,000 people already in Lorain County. So that's a good thing. For Lorain County Public Health, we vaccinated over 50,000 already. So that's a good thing. And the more people get vaccinated, the quicker we get out of the pandemic.
And for people who have yet to sort of go through that process, how do you sign up? It seems to be there's a lot of different portals to get to or different places. What's your recommendation for that?
Well, so the best place to start is go to LorainCountyHealth.com. And you can choose one of our many clinics that we have scattered throughout the county and choose a site there and come there. Or we have a list of partners, all of the 30 partners that are also giving vaccine, you know, local drugstores and other folks. And so that list is also there. So if you want to call one of them, you can also get that all at LorainCountyHealth.com.
Dave, once someone gets a vaccine, what can they expect afterwards? Any kind of side effects?
Yeah, we've had some side effects from folks. Usually about 24 hours after your first or second dose, you feel run down. So I'd like to say you might need a nap that next day. For me personally, I had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and that night I had it in the morning, and by 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock that night, I needed to go to bed early because I was feeling a little run down. But I woke up the next morning and I was fine. And that's the same thing we've been hearing from most of the folks that get either the Pfizer, Moderna, or the Johnson & Johnson.
Medically, what's taking place? Is it your body's just working overtime, trying to develop the immunity at that point?
Right. That's actually your body creating the antibodies to actually attack the virus. And so that's why your body kind of kicks that in. And so it kind of feels like you're feeling like you might be getting COVID-19. For just a brief amount of time, you're actually not getting the virus. None of the three vaccines could give you the virus, but it makes your body act like that. So your body's ready in case you do come across COVID-19.
Now, you mentioned you had the Johnson & Johnson, which is the one dose. The other two that you would get then would require a return. Do you go back to that same location that you got the first shot?
Yeah, and so what'll happen is if you get the Pfizer or the Moderna, they'll schedule you for a second shot. And let's say you can't make it that day. We actually have a whole list of second dose clinics on our website so that if you want to pick one that's a day or two around that day that you're scheduled, that's okay too if that's more convenient for you. As long as you get it within 2 weeks of when you're supposed to get your second dose, you're fine. And I want to talk a little bit about the vaccines too. I got the Johnson & Johnson. My mother and one of my sisters got the Moderna, and one of my other sisters and one of my brothers got Pfizer. And, you know, all three of these are very safe and effective against this. And, there's been a lot of discussion about, well, Johnson & Johnson is a little less effective. It's really effective against hospitalization and death. So in other words, you won't get severe illness from this. And that's what it's really all about. So, regardless of whether you have a chance to get a Pfizer or a Moderna or a Johnson & Johnson, go get vaccinated.
Dave, of course, we get flu vaccines every year. Any idea whether we will have to get one of these every year or more often or less often?
Well, it's unlikely. More likely, it would be more of a booster, like maybe a tetanus shot, where every 5 years or so you might get it. And here's why. It doesn't mutate as much as the seasonal flu does, and so it's unlikely you would need a seasonal shot. It's possible. We don't know a lot about it just yet. But more likely, it would be more of a booster shot that you might need to get, you know, down the road a little.
Most of the time when it started for the vaccine, we started at the older age groups working where through. Are they pretty well vaccinated at this point that older age area?
Yeah, actually, in Lorain County, almost 70% of all people over 65 are vaccinated already. And we've really been doing a great job. And a lot of our partners have done a great job in the long-term care facility. So our folks over 80 and over 70, you know, as we've moved down the age groups, we've really done a good job of vaccinating a lot of folks. And so, you know, I think over the next 2 months, we'll have an opportunity to vaccinate every single person in Lorain County who wants a vaccine. And that'll be a great way to just be able to put the pandemic in our rearview mirror.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. We're talking with Dave Koval, Health Commissioner, Lorain County Public Health. When somebody does get a vaccine, we've seen now sort of maybe people who haven't seen different generations getting together, older folks getting together. What's the protocol? Once you get that vaccine, what does that mean related to some of the stuff that we've been practicing so far?
Well, some of the happy news is, you know, we're coming up on Easter here, and a lot of families, you know, multi-generations have been vaccinated. And so they now can get together at a family party and be able to hug each other. And, of course, that's what it's all about, right, this idea of being able to get out of the pandemic. And so, you know, if everyone is vaccinated in your family, getting together is certainly a lot less risky. And so that's a good thing. Now, if you do, you know, you start thinking about, well, you know, I really want to just throw the mask off and burn it and, you know, get back to normal. We're really not quite there yet. We need a couple more months so more people can get vaccinated, because you don't want to go out into a public setting like a restaurant or whatever without wearing your mask and staying 6 feet apart, because not everyone is vaccinated yet.
In much the way that this pandemic swept across the country, in a sense, is that same way happening with the reopening and what we can do in Ohio based as maybe what other states are going through? Is everybody lifting the boat at the same time?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's not been all that consistent nationwide. But in Ohio, the governor did a good job of kind of setting some benchmarks. And, you know, as case counts went down, he said, you know, as soon as we get to 50 per 100,000, we'll actually lift all the public health, you know, requirements. That's all good, and that's probably coming, I would say, in the next 30 days or so, sometime in May, I would suggest. And so, you know, I think that'll be good for Ohio, that, you know, we make that transition right when our case count goes down. We are currently going through a little bit of an upswing on cases. That was kind of predicted, that we might have that at the beginning of April here. But luckily, we're getting enough people vaccinated that it, hopefully it will not have bad health outcomes. And that's really what it's all about. So I would say the next 30 days is probably when a lot of those orders will begin to lift.
Once you do get the vaccine, though, there's a sort of a time period where your body has to build up those antibodies. It's not like I get the shot on a Thursday and Friday, everything's good.
Right, yeah. So it's about 14 days. It's really somewhere in the 7 to 10 days, but by 14 days, you've gotten your full immunity. So you're 14 days after your second shot, if you get a Pfizer or Moderna, or 14 days after your Johnson & Johnson shot, you'll have your immunity.
Overseas, some European nations are back in lockdown again due to another wave. Is it safe to travel?
Yeah, so once you're vaccinated, okay, your safety is in pretty good shape. What the concern is, you may travel to an unvaccinated country. And so as you move into, you know, the summer, we're going to be looking at, you know, how's travel going to go? How is Europe going to be able to roll out? We in the United States will have a vaccine available for everybody, but will all the countries you may want to travel to have that? So there'll be two big keys. One, make sure you hold on to your vaccine card, because some countries may require that for you to go other places. And then the other thing is, you know, if you're going to go to a country that has a lot of virus moving around and you are not vaccinated, that's a high-risk activity. So my suggestion is go out and get vaccinated.
So, Dave, when this pandemic is over, now, of course, you have a different situation this year, right, with yours heading up with the commissioner at the health department. But what will be the health departments shifting to, or will there always be this sort of pocket of the pandemic kind of there just in case?
Well, so, you know, many people don't know, but, you know, prior to the pandemic, we monitor illness in the community all the time, whether that's a Salmonella outbreak or Shigella or some other disease. We're always looking at diseases. You know, that's one of the things we do every day. But, of course, we're going to be doing all of the other things that we do, because remember, you know, public health never sleeps, as they say. And so, you know, things like chronic diseases, tobacco, you know, other activities in terms of getting out and walking and biking and, you know, all the things that we try to encourage people to do, eat healthy and exercise and all those other pieces of the puzzle we'll continue to do. And we're looking forward to getting this in the rearview mirror so we can get back to what we do on in a normal year.
Do people have a better appreciation, I guess, of taking better care of themselves, their health, and the role that public health plays in keeping them safe?
Yeah, I think so. We've gotten a lot of people who have commented, well, not just thanking us for the vaccine and the work that we've done, but also realizing how much work is going on behind the scenes every day at local health departments. And so I hope people recognize that, you know, going forward. And, you know, as long as people stay healthy, you know, they don't notice that public health is helping them stay healthy. And so that's okay, too, because, again, that means more people are healthy. So, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to not being the celebrity anymore and, you know, go back to, you know, not being as well known because COVID kind of gets in the rearview mirror.
Right. There's a lot of that you have to do to be out in front of all of this throughout this, whether it has to do with good information or, you know, correcting misinformation that sort of somehow follows us wherever we go related to different topics. Dave, if people want to find out more about this or get set for the vaccine, where's a good place to get information on this?
They can go to LorainCountyHealth.com, and you can get all kinds of information and data about the outbreak in general, and then also where to get vaccinated.
Sounds good. Appreciate your time this morning, Dave. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Health Commissioner Dave Coble joining us today, talking about all things COVID-19.